Task 1. James, Terry and Linda are meeting together to talk about the information they have on new aircraft designs. Listen to the discussion and write the information in the spaces below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers. James, Terry, how's everything going with your information research?
Very interesting.
Yes, we went to an aircraft show last week. We were amazed by the new designs. There are 4 new designs we found particularly interesting.
Yes, we think we could introduce these new designs into our exhibition.
Great! Tell me more about the new designs.
Yes. The first one is a triangular-shaped aircraft. I've taken a photo of it. Look.
Ah, it looks like the shape of a type of fish called a stingray. So, is it a passenger aircraft or a private jet?
It's designed as a passenger aircraft that can carry about 300 people.
About 300. Not as many as the A380.
Well, this plane is not designed to carry many more passengers. What the design tries to achieve is to use less fuel.
I see. What about this design? It looks like a helicopter.
It's actually an air car. It's like a private car that can fly. The purpose of this new aircraft is to help reduce traffic jams. Traffic jams are a problem for many busy cities. So one solution is to have cars in the air.
That's cool! A small private air car. This air car looks pretty small. How many people can it carry?
Including the driver or pilot, it can carry 4 to 6 persons.
Okay. Oh, and this aircraft here in this photo. It's so long and narrow. Is it a passenger aircraft?
Yes, it is. It can carry about 120 passengers.
Only 120. Is it for domestic or international flights?
International.
But aircrafts flying international routes normally use bigger and wider planes to carry more people.
This one is different. This one flies faster than sound. That's what the design hopes to achieve. An aircraft flying faster than sound needs to be under a certain weight and in a shape that minimizes friction in the air, and that's why it's so narrow.
Okay, understood. And what about this last design here? It's a weird-looking aircraft.
I agree. It does look rather strange, but it's an experimental aircraft to test the use of solar and wind power, to fly a plane.
Right. And I can't see a cabin or a cockpit in the design.
You're right. There is none. So nobody is flying this plane. It's in remote control.
So what does this aircraft try to do?
To use solar and wind energy to fly the aircraft. Can you see the whole aircraft body is covered with solar panels and installed with small wind turbines?
Ah, I can see them now. I really hope that this experiment will be a success. How good it will be if an aircraft is powered by sunlight and wind. By the way, James and Terry, which new design in the aircraft show got the most attention?
The stingray-looking design. I mean the triangular-shaped passenger aircraft, without a doubt.
Yes, the model was surrounded by so many visitors and different media outlets, and you could hear everyone talk about it.
Okay, so maybe the design will become a reality soon.
Maybe, but often new designs shown in aircraft shows are just ideas or testing models to showcase imagination and creativity.
That is the end of task one. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.